You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Notre Dame fans. Whenever you are watching this or listening to this, if you're live with us, good morning. If you're watching back, like I said, good afternoon, good or good evening, or even good morning. Hope everyone is doing well on this Friday. Good note, Kyle. Yeah, there you go. This is the Notre Dame recruiting update. I'm Mike Singer, joined by my good friend Kyle Kelly to talk some Notre Dame football. Recruiting, and of course, the transfer portal. We have some news, some new offers that went out by Notre Dame we're going to discuss in today's show. Kyle, I forgot about, we don't have on the itinerary for the show to talk about some weekend visitors for Notre Dame. Just make sure we'll do that at some point today. We'll talk about some quarterback stuff, but we are going to lead the show discussing new Notre Dame wide receivers coach Mike Brown. And some early returns that we have on him. I've been doing some digging on that, and I know, Kyle, you have talked to a couple of the guys as well that Notre Dame is recruiting at the receiver spot. Folks, please hit the thumbs up on this video. Of course, subscribe to Blue and Gold, our YouTube channel here, and then our current offer for our YouTube audience and podcast is $1 for 2 months. Yes, that is right. If you are a new subscriber, just $1 out of your pocket gets you 2 months of access. So that's through mid-February. And you use the promo code UND1. UND1 will get you that offer. So please check that out over at blueandgold.com. All right, Kyle, there's the two-minute intro. How are you doing this morning, my friend? We only got 5 days until signing day. How are you feeling?
Yeah, the sprint is here. Signing day is on. The Notre Dame coaches will be coming off the road here for practice this weekend, and then it's all hands on deck till Wednesday. Make sure everyone sticks, no surprises. I think we're feeling pretty good, which it's almost alarming, kind of like you're expecting something to happen. Last year, a lot more drama between Peyton Bowen, Jaden Lamar. But yeah, knock on wood, I think we're feeling okay till Wednesday.
Dylan Edwards flipped late. I remember, it was like Dylan McCullough had the in-home with Dylan Edwards, and like a day later, it's like, oh, he's flipping in Colorado. Like what? That was wild. Yeah. Should be a little less dramatic, but that's why it's signing day, my friend. You just never know. So we will see about that. But did want to start with Notre Dame wide receivers coach Mike Brown. Worked with Freeman and the gang over at Cincinnati. And then joined Luke Fickell. Followed Luke Fickell from Cincinnati to Wisconsin. And then Notre Dame. It's funny how Notre Dame's now plucked a couple of guys away from Luke Fickell, who was Freeman's, of course, boss at Cincinnati. The two guys actually pictured here, you do have Gino Gadulli on the right and Mike Brown over on the far left. And there's Chris Mitchell with his parents. So Chris Mitchell, the Florida International wide receiver transfer. And then, yeah, I think this is like our first picture that we've seen of Brown on the road recruiting. And there he is with Gadooly. Of course, both of those guys coming from Wisconsin and also worked with Freeman and the guys from Cincinnati. So I know a lot of people say that they want to see Freeman go outside the, you know, the kind of the fickle tree from the Cincinnati days. You know, when it's not a work, oftentimes you hire who you know. And Freeman has done some outside hires for sure. Al Golden. I mean, obviously Harry Heastand, Joe Rudolph. So, yeah, Dylan McCullough. I mean, Chancey Stuckey was. Joe Rudolph. I mean, Freeman had a sort of like Freeman played at Ohio State when I think Rudolph was in a GA there or something. Marty Biagi, I want to say. Maybe.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Biagi was a GA at Notre Dame before, but no prior connection to Freeman.
But anyways, getting back on track. So I will actually have the story, I'm hoping, on Saturday. That's the plan, to do kind of like what sources are telling me about Mike Brown, as well as quotes from the recruits themselves. Brown has been doing a mix of, since he got hired, I mean, it was just Sunday he was officially hired. But he's been doing a mix of checking with the 2024 commits, seeing these transfer portal commits and targets, and then getting a head start. But it's really catching up on 2025 guys, because that's not really a huge focus right now, 5 days until signing day. But you know, you got to get going on 2025 as well, and make sure those connections are set, you know, to kind of move forward. So, you know, guys like Derek Meadows from Las Vegas, you know, I know Brown's been in touch with. Certainly expect him to get more in contact with like Jerome Bettis Jr. from Atlanta Woodyard, and, you know, Talon Taylor. Like some of the, like he's been talking to some, not some others, just, you know, based on how the travel's going. I mean, it's like, it's kind of tough for the guy to, you know, absolutely crush it in recruiting right now. I mean, he doesn't even know where the bathroom is down the hall. But he has hit the ground running. I can't imagine what that's like to start the job this close to National Signing Day, and let alone he's got to learn the receiver room. Kyle, I don't know if we've talked about this. You may have heard me say this. Like, I don't know in all my years doing this, which is over a decade now, that I've ever heard a coach join a staff from a different school in December and start coaching the bowl game right away. I don't know if I've ever seen that. You know, like, I don't know. Like, that's a rare thing. I think you've seen, like, that happen on an interim thing before. Like, a coach brings back the legendary, you know, retired coach to, you know, to lead them in a bowl game or something. Like, I know we've seen that before, but this whole situation with Mike Brown, I don't know if I've seen before, and I do think it kind of speaks to how familiar and comfortable Notre Dame is with him. So that's kind of a spiel on Mike Brown. Early returns are good. Like, everyone is saying very good things about him. The home visit with Chris Mitchell, that was just yesterday on the 14th. I was told that went really well. Mitchell really clicked with Mike Brown. So things are looking good there. I think looking good with Mike Brown. I'm told he's just an excellent ball coach. Like, he might be a teacher before he's a recruiter, and Chancey Stuckey was the opposite. So, that's my spiel there, Kyle. Any thoughts from you?
Yeah, it really goes back to the familiarity that Freeman has with Mike Brown to trust that guy to hop in right away. I mean, basically, I know the 23 regular season is over, but the entire 23 campaign really isn't complete. So that says a lot about the trust Freeman has in Brown to come hop in with about a week or two left in the season. I think that's based off the fallout of Chancey Stuckey. You know, Freeman just wants to get Mike Brown around those guys, you know, have him get to know him before, you know, spring practice is a few months away. But it seems like Mike Brown's really been out on the road this week. So
yeah,
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not really sure how much time he's gotten to spend around the Notre Dame current wide receivers. So probably, Saturday is going to be a big day for him. Sunday was his first day officially hired. I'm not exactly sure how much he could have interacted with any of those guys beforehand. I can't imagine much, if at all. Yeah. But talk to Cam Williams, our guy, the five-star wide receiver, the headliner of the 24 recruiting class, who will be in town this weekend to watch Mike Brown coach, which is going to be pretty important. But Cam Williams signed off on this one right away, which you definitely love to hear for, you know, Notre Dame's top guy at the position for the future. That's definitely a vote of confidence for the Notre Dame staff. You know, Cam Williams has never wavered in his pledge. He's had, you know, other schools contact him throughout the last 18 months since he's been verbally committed. But this guy's been all in on Notre Dame. He's all in on Mike Brown now. Mike Brown offered him at Cincinnati. Cincinnati finished a finalist in his recruitment despite offering like a week before Notre Dame. Cam pretty much committed to Notre Dame like less than 2 months after that offer. So, but he didn't really have a chance to get to know Mike Brown a ton when he was at Cincinnati. Then, of course, Mike Brown went to Wisconsin in 23. Cam was locked in with Notre Dame by then. But, yeah, the early returns from that recruit that relationship are strong. I think Mike Brown's going to be in Glen Ellen today to see Cam Williams. That's the expectation. And Mike Brown, pretty popular guy around that part of Chicago. He developed a former Glen Ellen, Glen Bard West wide receiver, Alec Pierce, to a second-round pick. So yeah, that's something Cam definitely likes as well.
Yeah, good deal. Coach is on the road today. More likely to be local recruiting kind of, yeah, in you know, a couple-hour shout of South Bend, you'd imagine, as then the coaches maybe get a breather before then Saturday, Sunday practice, which there will be recruits on like we talked about. I did talk to Chris Mitchell and both Logan – Chris Mitchell, the Florida international receiver, and Logan Saldate, another 24 receiver commit. Saldate told me that he had a home visit with Mike Brown earlier in the week. So Brown was out. Hey, you're hired. Now go out to California and start recruiting. So that occurred this week. So Mike Brown definitely busy on the road. And looking forward to seeing what he can do at Notre Dame. Kyle, we're going to hear from our sponsors over at Prize Picks. You pick two or more players from a sport for an entry. You pick more or less than their projected stats, and you could choose a flex or power play. A flex is you can still win if one of your picks misses, or a power play, which is higher payouts, but you must get all of your picks right. If you're a first-time user at Prize Picks, deposit and use the promo code BGI to get 100% instant deposit match up to $100. So if you put in 100, Prize Picks is going to match that with 100. If you deposit 50, they'll give you 50, but it's up to $100 there. So check out PrizePicks.com. Make sure you use that promo code BGI. Tons of different sports, guys. NFL. I mean, for bowl season. So if you're watching, you know, the toilet paper bowl, and you want some, you know, other rooting interests, you know, you can, you know, do a little Prize Picks entry, and that certainly makes it a little bit more interesting. But college basketball, NHL, I mean, soccer, NBA, MMA, boxing, I think even Call of Duty, like it, the list just goes on and on. The promotions are a big fan, or I'm a big fan of the promotions, with some of my buddies. I talk about Prize Picks all of the time. I am hooked. I love it so much. I hope Prize Picks, if you're listening to this or watching, sponsor me forever. I love you. It's so much fun. Taco Tuesday, where you get a discounted promotion. They do Flex Friday, which I'll be partaking in at about noon. And then they do free squares, like this Kevin Durant. For more than 5 points, or excuse me, more than 0.5 points. So he just needs to score a single point on Christmas for this this entry to hit. It was a $20 power play to win $61. And we already hit the other part of it, which was Kobe White's for the Bulls to have more than 26 points and assists combined. And he had 33. So your boy hit there. And your boy is on a little bit of a hot streak. So we are loving the Prize Picks here at Blue and Gold. Folks, if you're new at Prize Picks, use the promo code BGI and receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks.com. All right. Five Burkhardt Boys says a boring signing day is exactly what the Irish love these days. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think like commitments, like on signing day for Notre Dame, or like close to it. Estime was actually really close to signing day when he flipped from Michigan State to Notre Dame. That was in large part because Notre Dame offered him a week before signing day. also, that class, Ron Paulus just signed with Notre Dame. There was no commitment or anything. That was just like out of the blue. I had no idea that was happening. But yeah, so that kind of thing happens. Rare. I mean, trying to think of the 2022 class, 2023 was just kind of like holding guys off from flipping. But yeah, got usually like the guys who want to commit to Notre Dame have already done so. They don't really do the whole drama show of committing on signing day. Won't CJ start practice tomorrow? That is my understanding. That CJ is starting practice this weekend. So yeah, we will move along and talk about, I don't know, Kyle, this, I hope you take this as a compliment. We have already talked about the quarterback stuff on the show at nauseam, right? We have really, I mean, show with Tim, reaction shows with Tyler and everything. But I really like hearing your takes on Notre Dame football. So this is kind of a selfish thing for me to just, I want to know what you're thinking about some of these things. Because as much as you guys might think that our blue and gold staff, we just, you know, hop on a group call and just chit chat about, you know, Notre Dame football. Like, no, we talk about our work and like what stories we're going to write and things like that. So that's where I want to dive into this, Kyle. Sam Hartman, Steve Angeli, Riley Leonard. I want to go through each of these kind of talking points with you. And I just want to know your opinion here on some of these items. First, Sam Hartman opting out of the bowl game. I'm assuming you know where I kind of stand on this. I don't know if you watch my show Wednesday with Tim and Tyler. Yeah. Thoughts on Hartman opting out?
So initially, I thought this would be a great opportunity for Sam Hartman to put on some extra game tape for the NFL draft scouts. Then I kind of came to my senses and realized Sam Hartman has 6 years of college football tape. So what more can he add to the table? I think the NFL scouts got a pretty good read on Sam Hartman, the NFL draft prospect by now. And not to mention, that wide receiver core is going to be looking entirely different come late December in El Paso, Texas. So it's a bummer. I want to see Sam Hartman play one more game in a Notre Dame uniform, but I think he did make the right call.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I mean, yeah, he had 5 years of tape, 4 years of tape. I mean, why even play the extra two seasons then? You know, I mean, I'm kidding. I don't know.
So much game tape out there.
He does. So yes, my whole thought on this has nothing to do with that. It's just more of the, I feel like I was fed a lie. I feel like I was fed this Sam Hartman is the savior and he's going to take Notre Dame to all these heights. And it didn't happen. I get it. That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But, like, at least get them to 10 wins, bro. You know, like, get them to 10 wins. But he is just – I mean, he has done so much for Notre Dame. He brought us Riley Leonard and R.J. Oben. He's just gifting Steve Angeli the chance to play in that bowl game. He's an amazing guy. I mean, he really is a good guy. I don't know. I don't know why I'm so salty about this. But we're going to move on, Kyle. We're going to move on. Steve Angeli, your expectations for my boy in the bowl game. What do you think? Look, it is going to be a depleted receiver room, and I'm only going to have a few healthy three healthy tight ends. Raridan, Davis Sherwood, and Cooper Flanagan. I think that's it. And it's not like he's going to have scrubs at tackle. He might have two literally five-star offensive tackles in Wagner and Jagusaw, but obviously it's not Fisher and all. I think Steve Angeli's gonna have a good game. It's not like Oregon State is gonna have, you know, 100% roster from, you know, their regular season. They're dealing with some of the same stuff.
Yeah, this is a tough spot for Steve Angeli, which is really disappointing for me. I know you're the Steve Angeli guy, but I do kind of feel for the guy because this is a really big opportunity for him. I mean, if we're just being honest here, Steve Angeli probably not on Notre Dame's roster next season.
Ooh.
Why would he be is my thing. I think Steve, if I'm Steve Angeli, I would love Notre Dame.
There were like 80 guys enter the portal at quarterback and from like Power 5 or like not Power 5, like just FBS. Like, I feel like maybe if Steve goes out and just balls against Oregon State in the Sun Bowl, and it's like, oh, kind of puts a little bit of college football on notice as a potential guy, then maybe. But otherwise, like, what, you want to go be Drew Pine and then transfer back to Notre Dame to finish your degree? Or go be Tyler Buchner and be fourth string and not play? Like, it's tough to go somewhere else and just – like, I think it could be like a grass is not green on the other side thing. So it's like, yeah, you can leave, and then you might be kicking yourself and be like, man, I was one play away from being Notre Dame's starting quarterback, and Riley Leonard's a guy who had some injury history in 2023. So that's kind of where I'm at with Stevie Boy. So, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's a competitor, though. I mean, I know he's, from the sense, probably wants to compete with Riley Leonard next spring, but I think the writing is on the wall, much like it was last spring, where, I mean, this guy's coming in to be starting quarterback. And, of course, Riley Leonard was pretty banged up, you know, during his last season at Duke and, you know, one play away from Steve Angeli seeing the football field. But I know this guy's a good quarterback. We've seen Steve Angeli play, you know, in some mop-up duty this season, and he's been really impressive. And I know the Rutgers fans, they would love Steve Angeli. So that's just one destination that I think that Angeli could go and make an impact right away. And I'm sure there's a few other schools from across the country. I don't know how many other Power 5 options, you know, will be available after, you know, this first transfer portal window in the winter. But, yeah, I am kind of bummed for the Steve Angelis and Kenny Minchies of the world with the addition of Riley Leonard. But, yeah, I know we won't go too crazy with a portal quarterback talk, yeah. But I think it's the right move. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what Steve Angeli can do in the bowl game. You know, he's not really being handed the best bag of goods. So,
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what he makes out of the talent around him.
Yeah, the Rutgers thing. Didn't Gavin Wimsatt have a decent year there this year? And he's in Angeli's class.
I don't follow Rutgers football. All I know is last offseason, they were – I was getting messages like, what's going on with Steve Angeli at Notre Dame? We want him back, like back in our neck of the woods. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens there.
Greg says there is no logical reason for him to plan a meaningless scrimmage. Yeah, but – then why play the damn game? Like, just shut it down. Like, we have no love for college football anymore, and like the bowl games mean nothing. It's just a scrimmage. Like, just shut the bowl games down. Like, if this is it, just stop playing them. I like my idea of the, like, an NIT style tournament. Just keep the bowl game sponsorship, but if you're not in the 12 team college football playoff, what if we had like a 64 team like bowl game playoff or something? It was something crazy. I don't know. That would add a bunch more games for, you know, like a TCU. It's like a 6-6 team. Maybe they run the table or something. But I don't know. That's kind of my idea. What if we just get crazy and let's just do like an NIT tournament for the best of the rest?
Hey, let me say this. I was listening to our buddy Andy Staples, you know, at On Three here, who does the outstanding college football show. Listen to Andy's show every single day, and I don't know if it was this week or last week, but he had a clip of Mike Leach on the show, the late FBS football coach from Mississippi State, Washington State, a couple other places as well. And this isn't related to the NIT. It's more so of a college football-based tournament, and sometimes it's just like you have to think about it as elementary as possible. He brought up how, well, all these, you know, states across the United States, Texas, California, Florida, they have postseason tournaments. Why can't the NCAA figure it out? And I think they're getting there with the 12-team playoff. But, yeah, it kind of stinks that the majority of these games, even the New Year's Six Bowls now, they're pretty meaningless.
It's sad, but whatever. That's just the way it is now, man. I think that I'm not going to get into a doom and gloom college football, but this is just the hand we're dealt. And then quickly, Riley Leonard. You excited about this get?
I am, especially for an NFL draft junkie like me. Not so much anymore, but I used to love the NFL draft growing up.
You don't got time for that.
Yeah, no, seriously. And it's kind of nice covering recruiting because we kind of get like that same sort of structure, something like that. I don't know the word I'm looking for there. But, yeah, I mean, it's like the same sort of thing except with high school guys compared to college guys from the NFL. But the reason I say that, Riley Leonard was looked at as like a day two NFL guy going into the season. And, you know, things just didn't work out too well this season, basically just because of what happened against Notre Dame with that ankle injury, really knocked him out for the rest of the year. So I'm really excited to see this guy in a Notre Dame uniform because this is really an opportunity for Notre Dame to put a quarterback in the National Football League. And they really have not done that. They tried it with Ian Book in the fourth round pick by the Saints. He didn't last. DeShone Kizer was dealt a extremely tough hand, let me tell you, with the Cleveland Browns as a second round pick. But Notre Dame really has not had that, you know, first round guy that you talk about that's in the running for the first overall pick. And I think that's something that I would really like to see as a guy covering Notre Dame. And I can really certainly imagine that the Fighting Irish fans would love to see it as well.
Bob says he didn't look great against Notre Dame. Did any quarterback look great against Notre Dame this year? Like Notre Dame was really damn good this year on defense, Caleb Williams in that loss.
Man, unbelievable.
Yeah. How about the defense coming back? Cross and Mills is huge. Bring back Kizer so it's not just a completely new linebacker room. Obviously, you have Ben Morrison back. Xavier Watts is probably coming back. That's at least kind of where, if he's playing in the bowl game,
guy back.
Yeah, so it's really cool. Exciting. And then you bring in some transfers, you know, RJ Oben, Jordan Clark. It's a really exciting. It's an exciting defense next year. You're gonna have 1 year rentals all over the place on offense, you know, and then you kind of hope for 2025. That's all like, you know, some of your 23 and 24 recruiting class guys, you know, spread across the field on offense. Kind of let CJ Carr or somebody take the lead after Leonard. So exciting times. And Irish fans, when you guys are either in town, maybe you're just on your couch, you're walking around town, it's exciting to wear some home field apparel. So let's talk about this amazing collegiate clothing line based out of Indianapolis. And they have comfortable, officially licensed clothing and outstanding Notre Dame designs. They went back into the archives for these old school Notre Dame designs and have created some really unique and thoughtful stuff that the designs show that nostalgia of the Notre Dame football program. Even this fantastic tennis crew neck that I rock all of the time. So, check it out, homefieldapparel.com. Use the promo code BlueGold23. You'll receive 15% off your first order with Homefield. Not sure if you place an order right now, if you'll get it in time for Christmas, but maybe you're having a family gathering on New Year's. Maybe it'll get in by then. So please check it out, homefieldapparel.com. They actually have licenses to over 150 colleges. For folks watching on YouTube, I mean, look at this, the list of schools that you can buy some gear from, so check it out, homefieldapparel.com, promo code blue gold 23, 15% off your first order with Homefield. Jamal Banks is visiting this weekend. This is where we'll talk about some of the weekend visitors for the Fighting Irish. He's a big dude. Listed at 6'4", 205 pounds. So we reported at Blue and Gold that he's going to be on campus. He'll get there today, I think later tonight. So Notre Dame wants three transfer portal wide receivers, and They brought in Josh Kelly from Washington State last week. That's not going to work out. He's going to end up elsewhere. I believe Texas Tech is looking like his destination if he hasn't even already committed there. And then they were interested in Jamori Macklin. He committed to Kentucky this week, and it looks like Jamal Banks, who people are going to be like, "Oh, this is Notre Dame's third option." He just entered the portal this week, so this just happened, or maybe it was last Friday. But again, this is very, very recent that he entered the portal compared to the guys who entered the portal at the end of December. Excuse me, end of November. So Jamal Banks also was at Wisconsin this week, and he told me that he might be taking some other trips as well. So we'll keep an eye on Banks. Maybe he takes those trips. Maybe he does not. And then other visitors this weekend, we've already reported at Blue and Gold. I'm not going to pop up their profiles. I'm just going to quickly run through these guys. Damon Shanklin, in-state pass rusher. He'll be at Notre Dame. Will Black is a four-star offensive tackle from the Northeast. And then a few commits. Cam Williams in the 2024 class. And then in the 25 class, Dom Hulak, a linebacker. Joseph Reef, a defensive lineman. And James Flanagan, a tight end. Those are the guys we're expecting to be on campus this weekend. So, yeah, Jamal Banks, do you have much of a take on this guy, former favorite target of Sam Hartman?
I do, just because you said that everyone thinks this is Notre Dame's third option for a third wide receiver, and that's the case. He's a pretty good one. I really like this Jamal Banks guy, and I know our buddy Tim Hyde pointed out on the Lou Samoji message board, which our YouTube viewers can access for just a buck for 2 months. Right. So hop on there. Yeah, please do, man. We are popping off. I'll tell you what, just a little aside, it's really hard. I won't say it's hard to make me laugh, but there's some things that I just don't know if I find funny. And I am always laughing at our Loose Emoji message board. Some of the posts on there are absolutely just hilarious. So I'll be sitting on my couch just cracking up. I really enjoy the Loose Emoji message board, even though some fans are can be a little short-minded. But either way, back to my talking point. Tim Hyde pointed out this kid's from St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, a school I went and saw last month, a school that Notre Dame is trying to get involved with that hasn't. One of the top college football or high school football programs in America, really as of recently. They, over the last 5 years, have really emerged. And Jamal Banks went from there to Wake Forest. And pretty good wide receiver there. Had over 600 yards in each of the last two seasons. And I was just glancing at some of his highlights before we started the show. And, boy, he really uses that 6'4" size on him. He's a big contested catch guy. This guy moves really, really well. I'm very curious to see if he was a basketball player. Growing up, I can't imagine he played basketball at St. Francis. Usually those guys don't really do double duty, play other sports like that at St. Francis. A lot of those guys are really football specialized. It's a year-round sport over there. But just the way he moves, he's a really good athlete, fluid guy. And I really like the approach Notre Dame's taking here for a third wide receiver in the portal. I know, some people really want to see those Notre Dame homegrown guys, and yeah, we saw that last year because, like, all those guys got hurt. And what's to say that that might not happen this year? You always want to strengthen that room as much as possible. I can't remember exactly what Chancey Stuckey, Notre Dame's former wide receivers coach, said. I think it was a spring or two ago, but basically said you want to have, like, I think 10 to 12 scholarship wide receivers. And although Chancey Stuckey is no longer with the program, I still think that remains true. So I would like to see Notre Dame bring a third guy in, and I gotta imagine he'll come with good recommendation from Sam Hartman.
Yeah, definitely. So Jamal Banks, we'll see. If he does take more visits after Notre Dame, then you gotta assume that they're gonna keep looking. Good old phrase, if you're looking, we're looking kind of deal. So yeah, not sure. And then this is the last visit weekend of December. We go into a dead period for the rest of December and then through mid-January. So it'll be interesting to see kind of where the receiver spot goes from here. Does Notre Dame bring in an offensive tackle from the portal to replace Fisher and Alts?
Good luck.
Yeah.
All 135 teams or whatever it is in the FBS are looking for left tackles. Those guys are hard to find.
Yeah. Does Notre Dame want another defensive back? Safety maybe to put – I mean, they lose Ramon Henderson. I know Antonio Carter didn't play a whole lot, but he's gone. And, of course, DJ Brown. So do they want someone next to Watts, assuming Watts comes back, which we do think so. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe one of these – two of these guys is visiting this weekend. Just hasn't been reported yet. We will see. And we'll keep you posted over at blueandgold.com. Well, I have a couple questions for you guys. I want to know if you guys are a displaced corporate executive. Maybe you are wanting to put your career in your own hands. Or are you an experienced entrepreneur wanting to diversify? Well, Andy Ludicky can help you out. Andy is a huge college sports fan and franchise veteran, having owned multiple franchises and businesses. Using Andy's expertise, he helps others find their American dream through a very thorough and consultation evaluation process. Give Andy a call at 404-973-9901 and put your life and career in your own hands. And best of all, his services are 100% free to you. So what do you have to lose? Find your perfect franchise at myperfectfranchise.net. Call Andy Ludicky, 404-973-9901, myperfectfranchise.net. Okay, Kyle, we have six new offers from Notre Dame in the 2025 and 2026 classes in total, I should say. Before this week, Notre Dame hadn't offered any new players, and it feels like forever. It feels like a month or so. Like they had went a while without offering anyone new. So your boy needs a sip of water and to rest the vocal cords. I'm going to pop the guys up on the screen. Let's just run through these guys real quick. So first up, Nick Townsend from Spring, Texas, class of 2025.
Yeah, Notre Dame offered two guys from, I think you pronounce it, Decaney High School. I hope so. If there's any Texas folks in the chat, please give me a pronunciation there. But yeah, one or two guys from that high school offered yesterday. Marty Biaggi was down there, I believe, Notre Dame's special teams coordinator. Notre Dame's still looking for that second tight end in the 25 recruiting class. They already have James Flanagan, legacy recruit from the Green Bay, Wisconsin area, who will be on campus this weekend. Notre Dame initially wanted to go the route with Lincoln Cure from Goodland, Kansas, which, if I'm not mistaken, that might have been the most recent offer before these guys. They offered him during the USC game. I can't remember exactly. But, yeah, it's been a while since new offers have gone out. I don't really know where Notre Dame stands with Cure. I feel like that one might be trending in another direction. But so offer goes out to Nick Townsend. Notre Dame taking a swing there with a guy from Texas who, as you see via the On3 recruiting prediction machine, has offers from A&M, Texas, Baylor. I'm sure a lot of other in-state schools there. So that's going to be a challenging recruitment to win for Notre Dame, but they are taking their shot. And with these tight ends, I think they can play more than one position usually, but wouldn't be surprised to see Notre Dame target him that way. And the other guy from Decaney, Tanook Hines, I hope that's how you pronounce that one as well. I've been trying to coordinate an interview with Hines and hopefully get the correct pronunciation sometime soon. But when Mike Brown was hired by Notre Dame, the new wide receivers coach, on Sunday, I published an article on Blue and Gold, a premium one for our subscribers, about five guys that could get some a Notre Dame offer. And I really dug deep into some of the guys that Mike Brown has recruited at Wisconsin, some of the guys that Notre Dame has been scouting. And I know Hines has been one of those guys. And it's pretty interesting recruitment because, you know, he's a high four-star guy here, you know, a top 275 player, a really talented player from the Longhorn State there in Texas. And I know you looked up at me. I probably got the nickname, the Lone Star State in Texas. Right. You're a big state nickname guy, I know. But
only for the ones I know.
Yeah, that's fair. The one that I like the most, just kind of randomly, the Sunflower State. I think that's in Kansas. It's so okay. Random.
Mine but, is I love the Yellowhammer State.
Where the heck is that?
Alabama. Love the Yellowhammer State. Garden State. I love New Jersey. Obviously, Peach State, Florida, or Georgia, and then Sunshine State, Florida. Those are the ones I use the most because they're the ones I know. Yeah. Golden State, of course. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, so going back to Hines, got his offer from Mike Brown at Notre Dame now. I think Biagi was the one that actually extended it. Be an interesting guy to see if Notre Dame can get involved here. He's only reported one visit to Texas, and Notre Dame doesn't have any 25 wide receiver commits, so they could go in a number of different directions. And I know Mike popped off the screen, but I'll keep rolling on here. Brady Hart, the 26th quarterback from the Florida area. And Notre Dame really can go in a multiple different directions at the 26th quarterback position. They've offered a ton of guys. I know a few have already come off the board with Jared Curtis. Jared Curtis, I think, is a guy that from the Nashville, Tennessee area or Tennessee yep. area. He maybe not going to be looking toward Notre Dame. Juju Lewis. Is committed to USC, and you know he's in Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, USC battle. Notre Dame's not involved there, and you know there's a number of different guys that are looking at the 26th quarterback position. I'm sure there will be even more come Pot of Gold Day on March 17th when Notre Dame really sends out all those offers. So I think they are just making their interests official with some guys, and Brady Hart's another one. Big guy, man. 6'5", 185 as a sophomore. What are these kids eating these days, man? That's a pretty impressive size for a second-year high schooler. And speaking of second-year high schoolers from Florida, how about Naheem Burrows, another talented wide receiver, Jacksonville, Florida, the Bulls school. And this offer reminds me of Jamie French from the 25 cycle, just for the fact that in December of last year, Notre Dame offered French, who was a sophomore at the time from Jacksonville, Florida. Notre Dame, that offer ended up working out really well for Notre Dame in the sense that it was an early one and they made some traction, got him up to campus. Chancey Stuckey really did an outstanding job in that recruitment, but French decided to play college football at Alabama with a verbal commitment. I think it was before the season. And yeah. How can you blame the guy going to Alabama? So we'll see if Notre Dame can get some momentum with Burrows, with Mike Brown, the new wide receivers coach. And you can go ahead and move on to our next one here.
Yeah, a couple more.
Yeah, Jonas Walton. I think we got about two more now. This is already a full-blown recruitment as a high school sophomore. As you see, Alabama and Georgia are involved, and getting a guy out of that Carrollton, Georgia area is going to be pretty challenging for Notre Dame. But Iris looking to get involved early, you know, with Dylan McCullough at that running back's position. Anything can happen. You can see Notre Dame's going after James Simon, the 25 class from the Baton Rouge area. You know, I don't really expect Dylan McCullough to be around in 2026, at least as Notre Dame's running backs coach. Yeah. He is long overdue for promotion elsewhere, whether it be offensive coordinator or head coach. Dylan McCullough is an outstanding coach, really can have an opportunity to go elsewhere. And that's a good thing for Notre Dame, too. Notre Dame doesn't want to lose Dylan McCullough, but I think he's ready for a new position. But be interested to see what Notre Dame can get going with Jonas Walton. Hopefully an early offer helps, even though these – coaches can't really contact high school sophomores directly, but there are some ways you can work around that. Yeah, good one, Dan. One, I'm Matt Mike, and I'm happy I have the pronunciation. Thankfully, to a phone call that I had with Darren Ikenabon from the Hillside, New Jersey area. Guy that has really blown up since the end of the since the start of his junior season, rather, has close to 20 Power 5 offers. I know USC and Maryland followed Notre Dame, but had a ton of other Power 5 offers before Notre Dame entered the mix, and this is just like an absolute stud that Notre Dame cannot I guess this is one they had to offer, even though that they still have three defensive line commits and they're going after a number of guys, namely Damon Shanklin, who's going to be visiting this weekend from Indianapolis, Warren Central, and then Christopher Burgess. All these 25-class guys, Burgess from Chicago Simeon is going to be announcing his commitment during the All-American Bowl on, I think it's January 8th. Mike, I'll give a little insight into the Burgess recruitment real quick, and I know you'll be down in San Antonio possibly to hang on hand for that commitment, but really liking the way Notre Dame is looking here. I think the Irish have been the front runner all football season for him. If they can hold on to next month, I think that Notre Dame could be in line for a commitment from Burgess. It's and this is a recruitment that won't be over until this time next year, but Notre Dame could really do well for itself by locking Burgess down, who is probably one of the best guys coming out of the Chicago area. Notre Dame lost a lot of Chicago area defensive linemen last cycle. Justin Scott, they didn't really choose to pursue Marquise Lightfoot after a campus visit and some communication. Lightfoot just wanted to go in a different direction with what he was looking for in school. But Notre Dame can really make a impression with – or a stamp, I guess, in the Chicago area if they can land Burgess. But, defensive line recruiting, it's getting real interesting with three guys already on the board, new offers going out. I think Shanklin and Burgess are two guys Notre Dame could definitely land if they wanted to. Both those guys love Notre Dame. So,
yeah,
a lot of new offers going out, which is exciting for us recruiting reporters to dive into some fresh recruitments.
Yeah. So for folks maybe or don't follow recruiting on a religious basis and you're wondering, isn't signing day in 5 days? Where's all the news? It's mainly just transfer portal stuff. Notre Dame's got 23 commitments from the high school ranks and five from the transfer portal. Notre Dame's current class ranking, number 10 in the country. If Notre Dame holds there, it will be three straight top 10 recruiting classes for Notre Dame, something that the Irish have not done since 2006-08. So we're talking about a while. Class is headlined by five-star Cam Williams, got an outstanding offensive tackle in Gerby Lambert, one of their top, I mean, might be their very top quarterback target. From when they started looking at 2024 quarterbacks a couple years ago was CJ Carr, more than a couple years ago, really. Elite passer, borderline five-star guy, according to some sites. And Carr, due to some rule we've talked about before, is able to visit campus, not only visit campus, practice with the team this weekend. So that's going to be really cool. Kingston Villiamu, also top linebacker on the board. Bryce Young, freak show. As a pass rusher, you got Kedron Young, an outstanding running back. List goes on and on. It's a really good class. I've been calling it's a top heavy class. Like it's like just outstanding at the top. Some really solid, kind of three-star guys. You don't know how many of the three-star guys will hit. That's kind of the thing with them. But, Notre Dame feels really good about their evaluations from talking to sources about some of those guys. So again, really exciting class. Top 10. In the industry rankings right now, you got Georgia's at the top. They have the number one class currently, followed by Ohio State, Alabama, FSU, Florida, Texas, Oregon, Miami, Oklahoma, and there's Notre Dame in the 10 spots with Auburn right behind them, and then Brian Kelly's LSU in the 12. Where is Michigan down at 16? So, side note there. So that is kind of the rundown right now. Not expecting high school. I mean, not that Notre Dame's not working behind the scenes to maybe pull off a little surprise on signing day. Who knows? But the expectation is that they'll stick with their 23. I think the bigger thing right now for them is just keeping their guys locked in and then going after some transfer portal guys as well. So that is this week's Notre Dame recruiting updates. I'm Mike Singer. He's Kyle Kelly. Appreciate you all for tuning in. Please go to blueandgold.com and consider signing up for this offer if you have not become a subscriber yet. $1 gets you 2 months of access. So that gets you through mid-February for just $1. A fantastic deal there. Use the promo code UND1, the letter UND1, to take advantage of that promotion. Appreciate you all for watching or listening. And as always, we will catch you next time.